I do an entrepreneurial segment on my Saturday show. It's all about the stories, great tales of struggle and setbacks and unexpected turns, but also of triumphs and victories and taking an idea and making it into a business. These are uplifting stories. They're inspiring. And they're the kind of stories that I think could only be told in the United States of America, where this is just a perfect seedbed for entrepreneurial development. And now the internet has sort of unleashed a torrent of new businesses that have come to the fore. Millions of people are now creating businesses. Before, they couldn't. They didn't have the capital, the understanding, or the stomach to go out and actually buy a building or rent a spot and buy equipment and rent. It's just a very complex thing. But online, it's the overhead, the risk is much lower. We have an entrepreneur of uncommon ability now. Her website, it's called Founding Moms. Basically, it helps mom entrepreneurs found new companies. It was just named one of Forbes magazine's top 10 websites for women. She is a super entrepreneur, super mom, and founder of Founding Moms, Jill Saltzman. Jill, what happened? You got stuck on the highway?
You know what? It was standstill traffic. I'm so sorry I'm not sitting there with you, but I'm real happy to be talking to you.
Oh, you're missing it. I mean, it's just a beautiful view here. The planters are still abloom. People walking by, I'm waving, but where are you? Are you on the shoulder? On the
You know what? I just pulled over, and I'm staring at the Harrison Street Loft. It's not a beautiful view.
You almost made it, it sounds like.
Almost.
All right, give me the backstory here. From where was this idea born? And give us a little bit better understanding of what Founding Moms does.
Sure. We are a collective of meetups, offline meetups, and online resources for mom entrepreneurs. And it was the first accidental business that I built. I was running two other businesses. And pregnant with my second child, I thought, how am I going to run two companies and raise two babies? I don't know any other women who are doing the same. So I went to meetup.com. I started a local meetup in Oak Park, Illinois. I asked anybody who had businesses and babies to come and tell me how they were doing it. And I thought this was just going to be a very, very small little meetup, 3 to 5 women a month for a couple of months. About 6 months in, since we had 200 members joined by that point, I thought, well, maybe I'm onto something. So I started opening up meetups all over the country. We're about 3.5 years in now. We are 5,000 members strong. We're in 41 cities around the world. That's in 7 countries. So there are a lot of women who need education and help building their businesses with the support of fellow mom entrepreneurs.
Are you doing this as a big-hearted philanthropist, or are you making money from this idea?
I am definitely not doing it. I build companies because I want to make a little money. But this was, again, my first accidental business, so there was no business model at the beginning. And we are morphing as we go. And so a lot of our income now is either at our meetups through sponsorship, a variety of ways. We have our online platform is a paid platform, although our offline meetups are free to attend. So constantly on the move, following what our members need.
One of the things that the Forbes judges liked was this toolkit that you've developed, which is, in my layperson's impression, sort of a one-stop shopping opportunity for a woman, a mom who wants to start a business. Everything is right there in one site.
Indeed, yes. The founding kit actually came from requests from our members. So we bundled a lot of service providers together that we know to be awesome. And we, you know, forced them to come way down on their pricing and be real affordable. And so it's actually for moms, it's for women, it's for men. Anybody who wants to delegate anything that they hate doing in their small business, we will help you.
But you've got to come up with the idea, the person who's...
You do, yeah. And so if you have the idea and you just hate doing graphic design or you really don't want to do your legal or your accounting, you need virtual assistance, you can go to foundingkit.com. Pick out what you need, let us know, and we're going to put together a really affordable package for you.
When you start a business, do you go by instinct, or are you doing the scientific method with market research and focus groups and testing and all of that? You know, how does somebody know if they've got an idea that might be monetized?
You know, I'm right in between what you just suggested. I don't go hardcore on the research because then you sort of lose sight of what people really want, and I don't go by my own gut because I used to do that, and I was always wrong. So instead, I now, you know, if you have an idea and you think it's a good one, you just start talking to everybody you know, and you start getting informal feedback. And I'm very, very interested in market testing sort of on my own and not scientifically. But it seems to work. You just keep asking for feedback, and it will develop itself.
Are your principles on the site, I mean, they're supposedly geared toward mom entrepreneurs, but gosh, you know, there is sort of a universal truth that you're referring
to. absolutely is. And if we changed our name from the Founding Moms to the Founding Parents, it would totally apply. I mean, it's really just understanding that cross-section, that support that's needed when you're not only raising kids, but you're raising a business as well. There's a lot that goes on.
So what is the thrill of being an entrepreneur and starting a business? I mean, is it like giving birth? You treat this idea as your own baby?
It is. It absolutely is. You fall just as in love with your baby as you do with your business and vice versa. Or at least I do. And, you love it so much. You want to see it thrive. You get a bit emotional about it. You got to stay business about it. But it's hard at times. And it takes all of your energy, all of your focus. But it's totally a labor of love.
How do you know if you're an entrepreneur? We kind of have a loose definition or a loose sense of what it means. How do you know you are?
You know, I think it's really has a lot to do with drive. It has a lot to do with go-getterism. I don't think that's a word. It has a lot to do with really wanting to see an idea thrive and being able to make something out of nothing. And I think there's a little bit of entrepreneurialism in every single person in the world. It's a matter of how much you want to dive in.
Well, that's it, because it does require all-in commitment, because if you don't have the passion for it, you can easily be thwarted by the many challenges that any business startup faces.
It sure does. And, I work in 1871, which is an amazing co-working space for tech companies in the Merchandise Mart downtown Chicago. It is awesome there, and I have discovered since being there for about a year that if you are an entrepreneur but you are working alone, you're working solo, a lot can fail. A lot can get away from you. A lot of support is really needed when you're building a company. So having support any which way, if you're working in a co-working space, you're headed to a meetup, you're headed to a Founding Moms Exchange, that support makes a world of difference when you're building a company.
Well, yeah, it's true, because if you have a passion for an idea, there are so many different facets and talents that you need to bring to bear to get the business from an idea state into an actual operation that you may not be an expert in half of those.
Totally. And entrepreneurs make that mistake all the time. You know, I have to run this company. I have to beat all departments. I have to be good at every single thing. It's really hard to admit I'm not very good at web development. I'm not very good at whatever aspect of your company that you're not good at. So a lot of entrepreneurs have a hard time delegating. Again, that's why we came up with the founding kit. So a lot of folks thinking about launching a business, or you've just launched and you're running it and you're in your first 1 to 5 years, reach out, let some aspects of it go, because it's going to be better if you do that.
Now, these virtual companies, is this all internet-based entrepreneur companies?
No, absolutely not. We have a lot of accountants and lawyers with actual offices. We have a lot of retailers. We have inventors, all kinds. Runs the whole gamut. It's everybody under the sun who has their own business.
A few more minutes of conversation with Jill Saltzman, who is an absolute genius at entrepreneurship. And Jill, be sure the phone's pressed close to your ear, because we have several people who want to talk to you about their ideas and questions they have about getting a business started. Hey, Matt, you're on WGN talking with me and Jill Saltzman. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Matt in Oak Park. How you doing, Jill?
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a daughter who's 10, and she's very creative, and she's made some pot holders that she sold about 3 weeks ago and made some money from that, about $26. And she's also made some, little baby hats, like winter hats, stocking hats. And I'm wondering, is it wise for us to basically deduct the cost of supplies that she uses to make these, or is that a little bit too business-like for a 10-year-old, and she would just give her all the profits?
That's entirely up to you. She's 10. I love it. I think the best thing to do is encourage her to do more. So if you think giving her all the profits will have her continue and keep going, if that's what she wants to do and you guys are okay with it, that's what I would recommend. All the support in the world.
Yeah, no, that's a great thought.
And Matt, if you're looking, maybe you're looking for investors, I might be interested.
Well, the supply is limited right now, but we'll see if we can keep pumping it up.
Good for you.
If she's a true entrepreneur-to-be, I would highly recommend you give her those profits and have her pour it right back into her company and keep going.
Right, exactly. Thanks. That's great advice.
All right, Matt, thank you. Jane, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Jill. Thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing. I have a brand new company, and it's a tutoring company. I am an exceptional ESL tutor, and I also help high school students write college essays and English literature essays. So I am so busy, I don't have time to develop my business. And I'd like to branch out into the corporate world, because that's where I do a lot of my work during the day. But I'm working for someone else. I'm hired by someone else. They want to branch off and do my own. I just want to work for myself. So how do I contact companies through HR, and how do I advertise myself?
Got it. Ooh, that's a loaded question. And to be perfectly frank, I did not hear every single word that you said for some reason.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. It's the phone. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to recommend that, for starters, it sounds like you don't have time to do everything for yourself. So I might recommend, if you want to go the free route, go ahead and contact some local colleges and find yourself some interns who can help you come up with some real savvy free ways to do some great advertising. And by free, I mean social media advertising, which can be great, especially if you're starting out. The other thing I would do is if you can do it yourself, do it yourself. If you can't, you can also go to sites like Elance.com or Odesk.com. Find yourself a virtual assistant. You can go to foundingkit.com to find yourself a virtual assistant, and have them help you contact all of these corporate folks that you're looking for. LinkedIn is another great site to use to reach out and contact folks.
Jill, you said
thank you.
Yeah, I was going to ask about those websites again. Odesk.com. What was the first one?
Elance.com. Elance.com. Okay. Those are two major sites that offer really, really inexpensive virtual assistants. There is a really neat site in the States that works slightly differently than those two, called TaskRabbit.com, which finds you local help usually. It's real neat. You should just check out the site yourself, TaskRabbit.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your
help
and knowledge.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Jill. This is sort of the full-service show right now. That's a lot of terrific. I was actually taking notes myself.
Oh, good, good, good. There are more sites where those came from.
So as another sign of being an entrepreneur, the fact that your brain just can't ever shut down, you're always percolating with new ideas that you want to try?
Never shuts down, ever. It's a problem, but it never does, and so you got to be aware of the amount of coffee you have a day.
Yeah, but that's also a sign that if you just have that sort of insatiable curiosity and need to just figure out different ways to solve problems, maybe, that's
constantly. Yes. And those folks who are listening who know that they're the creative types and their brains can't stop running, and maybe they have ADHD, maybe they don't, they know that they're not the operations folks that they should probably be partnering with. It took me a very long time to discover that really I should not be allowed to do all of the operations for my own companies, because I'm really much more of the creative type and I enjoy that a lot more. So I end up leaning on other folks who are real good at operations and not so good at the idea conjuring.
Yeah, the creative side. So there is a whole host of then support businesses out there for entrepreneurs to turn to. You've mentioned several of them here that you don't have to do it all yourself.
You should not do it all yourself.
Yeah, but people might get intimidated and think, well, how can I start paying somebody when I don't have any income yet? I'm just trying to get this idea off the ground.
And, you know, that's where I really like a lot of the free help. There are a whole lot of interns, college students, grad students looking for work, needing help. They're, you know, a quarter of the price of a regular hire if you want to pay them. Some will do it for free for school credit. I'm a big fan.
Also, the Small Business Administration is a resource.
SBA is great. SCORE is another one, SCORE.org. There is the Women's Business Development Center, WBDC. And you can get a ton more resources at all of these places.
Yeah, the Women's
Business Online.
Hedy Weiss is not Hedy Weiss. What's her name? Who runs?
Ratner.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I've interviewed her several times. That is a tremendous resource that happens to be here in Chicago, expressly for women. So, what is it in your mind? How do you come up with ideas? What is it you're looking at that triggers an impulse of inspiration?
For me, it's often hearing more than once, "Oh, hey, I need that. Oh, hey, I want that." So, once upon a time, I started a baby jewelry company, solely because so many people stopped me and asked me where I had gotten this little piece of jewelry for my infant, that I thought, well, hey, if the, 25 of you are asking about it, there are probably more of you who will buy it. So same thing for the founding moms. There were so many members who kept coming along, I sort of followed what the market wanted. So I tend to lean not on myself, but on other people for ideas.
Yeah. And you have to get these ideas vetted, too, because all of us have crazy ideas that come to us. But
For sure. And for every great idea you have, there should be 10 that are terrible, that fail, or that people laugh at you about, because really that just helps to hone your skills and fine-tune your ability to say, I think this one is the winner.
Yeah. And I really applaud 1871. I did a television story about them. I've been over there several times. That is a wonderful resource.
It's an amazing hub. It's an amazing hub. And you know what? There are many, many co-working spaces popping up around town. There's a brand new one called Grind. If you go to grindspaces.com, there's another new one called Industrious. We have Inner Space Chicago. There are just so many different types of co-working spaces that are really bringing a lot out of entrepreneurs.
It's really gratifying, Jill, to see that Chicago is becoming a globally recognized center for this kind of creativity. We've got the University of Illinois in this state that is a real feeder source for a lot of talent. A lot of them are staying in the state, coming to Chicago, not going to the coasts. So we're holding our own here.
Yeah, totally. Loving it.
Mm. All right, Jill, I'm sorry you didn't make it here into the Allstate Showcase studio.
I am so sorry not seeing you, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're going to just turn around and go home now?
I am. So sad.
Yeah. Well, next time, listen to the traffic report here on WGN Radio before you head out.
I left an hour early, so I don't know how this didn't happen, but next time I'm leaving 2 hours early from Oak Park.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Jill Saltzman. Again, it's Founding Moms. I didn't really write down the website, but just Google that, foundingmoms.com. And then she has that kit, founding kit, where it really is a tremendous resource for anybody, not just moms, not just women, but anybody who's trying to get a business off the ground. And you can go down the list and see all of these support companies that can help you do what maybe is not your area of expertise, but it's still an essential component in starting a business, and you can get that resource there.